This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. With a disgusting, outrageous, countless dreams. Political persecution happening right before our eyes. Hard not to be thoroughly distraught a little bit. And yes, it's political theater, but it's happening.
You want to know the comfort here, though, bud? You want to know the silver lining? This just goes in as more evidence of people like George Soros and their money and their influence, and you know what is being attempted here.
Yeah, because this is, of course,
this is crazy.
He's put folks like Alvin Bragg in office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's more of that on display, and they think we're not noticing. Well,
and Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney, came into office saying, "Oh no, these are felonies. We gotta go easy on all of these folks here," and then. Here we are with Donald Trump. It's unbelievable. The Hungarian president today tweeted, "Keep fighting, Mr. President. We're with you." Some people are watching all across the world. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on it for you as we continue on the program. But we're going to talk about the life of Thomas Edison here for a moment with the New York Times bestselling author, broadcast journalist, and producer. You see him on Fox News Channel, and he's written a new children's picture book. In fact, a whole series titled Turnabout Tales. Raymond Arroyo is with us today on What's on Your Mind. Raymond, welcome to the program. How are you?
No, Chris, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's a kind of dark day, so we're in need of some light. So I'm glad I can bring a little bit, maybe tie all this together.
That would be nice. Yes, we could use a little light and the unexpected light.
Scott, all I know, Scott, I just want to say, Scott, that I just want to say hi to Raymond. I just want to say hi to a guy that knows Tommy Lahren. I just, you know.
Okay.
Just staying there. So,
I thought you were going to say Tommy Edison, but okay.
No, that Tommy too, but all good.
Yeah, that's the voice of Kevin Flynn, my co-host here. I'm Scott Hannon. Our super producer is Chris Larson. So you got a few voices in here, Raymond. All big fans of what you do.
Thank
that's for
you,
sure.
Scott. Look, I years ago I came across a line that in one of these big Edison biographies that said Edison, as an old man, said, "My mother was the making of me. And but for her devotion and faith in me at a critical time, I should never have become an inventor." And when I saw that line, I said, wait a minute, who is this mother and what is he talking about? And it was a part of Edison's story I had never come across. So I dug it out. It took me years to find it, you know, several biographies. I had to dig it out. But when Edison was 8 years old, he was thrown out of school. And the schoolmaster said, "You're addle-brained and can't be taught." And his mother took him home and trained him herself. She fed him the classics, gave him compendiums in electricity and steam that appealed to his passion, and basically created or nurtured who would become the greatest inventor of all time. That was the end of Edison's formal training in second grade. And why he isn't the patron saint of homeschooling, I don't know, but it's an incredible legacy, all attributable really to a mother's devotion and love who saw the possibilities in her son when others saw nothing but a problem child.
You know, I have learned a little bit about Edison, in addition to what you're talking about and how his mother was such an influence and ultimately shaped who he is, and that's certainly a great inspiration for parents, I hope. out there, but also the amount of inventions that he came up with. I mean, what did I see? The movie studio was one of them. I hadn't realized he was.
Yeah, well, the movie camera, the first movie studio, the phonograph, the microphone, the tattoo pin, the light bulb. I could go on and on all day. I mean, the curling iron, the alkaline battery, really everything that you use in your cell phone, most of those devices are Edison. The microphone, the light bulb, the idea of carrying electricity, carrying messages, voices, the receiver in a telephone, all of that was Edison. And I wanted to capture in the book, I call them turnabout tales, because all of us face moments of crisis. And in each of these books, you see a great life as a young person in crisis where a challenge is faced, a decision is made, and in that moment, their entire destiny and all of history really shifts. And I wanted to remind adults and young people that obstacles and challenges, these are not the end of your story. Many times it's the beginning of your story if you know how to deal with them. And if you stay together and make the right decision in those crises. So that's what this entire series is about. And Edison, my gosh, a woman who saw in a boy who very likely had ADHD, was deaf. The guy who created the phonograph and the microphone was effectively deaf at 12 years old. He used to put a board, attach a board to phonographs and bite down on it, Scott, so he could hear the sound in his skull. It would reverberate through his skull. An incredible innovator whose light continues to shine upon us more than a century later would never have happened had it not been for a mother who saw the possibility and took matters into her own hands.
And how did you unearth this? You saw a comment from him, and that led you to dig a little bit?
It was just that little line. My mother was the making of me, and she let me follow my bent. And I said, what's he talking about? You know, and pretty soon I found out, you know, he was a worker. He was working on railroads at 12 years old as a newsboy, and he would spend during the six-hour layover in Detroit, he read every book in the Detroit Public Library he could get his hands on, from the bottom of the shelf to the top, during that layover. So he was constantly reading, and his mother allowed him to experiment at home. She gave him a chemistry set. She let him play with acids and burn her furniture on occasion. He blew things up. He burned down a barn. He blew up a baggage car with his experiment, the baggage car, the train. So it wasn't always a clean journey, but he later said, my mother taught me to learn with my head and my hand. And I often think, Scott, you know this from your career. I certainly know it from mine. The experience, the lived experience of doing the thing you want to do sometimes teaches you far more than any book or class instruction can. Edison was blessed to have both in his life. And I think he's a great inspiration to kids, particularly those who have ADHD or are having difficulty in school, and to the parents who accompany them. We have to adapt the learning to the child, not the child to the learning. And I think that's a mistake we make in education today. It's too rigid. It's too one-size-fits-all.
Wow. And maybe now among the most famous homeschooled students right there, look what he accomplished. Phenomenal. Because of his mom. That's amazing. Craig in Moorhead, a question for Raymond. Go ahead, Craig.
Mr. Arroyo, I've followed your work for years on your show, the world over, and your two interviews with the late Jerry Lewis were epic, and everybody
thank you.
You're just amazing.
Oh, you're very kind, Craig. Well,
thank you.
See those on YouTube. The Jerry Lewis was not only one of my favorite interviews, he became a friend, and we would talk weekly. Just an incredible, again, talk about an innovator, the guy who created playback, which we still use in television and film today. That was Jerry back in the 50s. And his sense of visuals, the way he laid out a gag and visually told it, nobody can touch him today. Nobody.
Love Jerry Lewis. Had a chance to meet him in Las Vegas one time because I did the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethons for years. And,
oh, wow.
Absolutely. Love him. What was that show? That movie he did with the he was the failed mailman. He wasn't doing too good as a as a mailman. It was not a popular show, movie, but it was in my view hilarious. It was all these odd jobs. He couldn't keep a job.
Oh yeah, it was hardly working in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a movie called Hardly Working, where he played a bunch of different. Yeah, he did a bunch of different jobs trying to raise money. It's actually really funny. There are a lot of funny bits, but you're right. The storyline was a little thin.
It was, but it was hilarious. Tell us about Turnabout. Tell us about what else you have planned for Turnabout Tales.
Well, you know, again, I write. People say they're picture books. I call them family reads because Scott, I think every family. First of all, I want families to read the book to each other. When you read a book with a child, you're not only seeing and picking up things they don't see, but they're seeing and perceiving things you don't. And that conversation is as important as anything I put between the pages of a book. But I love picture books because they allow everybody to enter into them, young and old. My books are written for both age groups. You know, I write for adults and I write for the child today. And in this case, I thought these great American lives should not be forgotten. Edison is so, he's such a towering figure of American innovation.
Oh my gosh, is he ever. And you've done him a great service for sure. Hang tight. Short break, back with more with our guest, Raymond Arroyo, when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hedinger, Kenner, Steel, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are still cooking at MyPillow.com, including the buy one, get one free special on the new MyPillow 2.0 that is getting rave reviews. Everybody loves it. That new temperature regulating material that's on there that's the latest and greatest, really great. Mattress topper, too, by the way, in the same 2.0. And both are on special right now when you use the promo code SCOTT. So just remember to use the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. If you go over to mystore.com, you'll find all kinds of wonderful entrepreneurs that put together just some incredible products. Mike celebrates those entrepreneurs at mystore.com, including my coffee right there now as well. Again, same number, 800-506-9028. Back with more of our conversation with Raymond Arroyo, who you see on the world over on EWTN. You see on Fox News with the Seen and Unseen. I love that segment.
You hear him on Jimmy Fallon now and then on Fox Across America.
That's true. That's true. Right here on the flag. Absolutely. And as a new book series entitled Turnabout Tales. First book's out, entitled The Unexpected Light of Thomas Alva Edison. And children and parents are going to love how these single stories, real-life stories about how small moments and events in life can create a big change, just like it did in Edison's life, which is so awesome. Raymond, let's talk a little bit about the crazy world in which we live right now. What do you make of the Trump indictment? We've been going back and forth on this today, whether it's a distraction and it's just another shiny object to take us away from the really important things, be that the border, the economy, what OPEC is doing. What's your take on this?
Well, my take is rather simple. I tend to agree with you all. I think this is a huge chimera. It's a shiny object to draw your attention away from an economy in free fall, a global situation that the likes of which I've never seen, the destabilization of American might and influence in the world is so deeply troubling. And we see all these aggressors rising up. China, I mean, the very idea that China's allowed to blunder into the Middle East, broker peace between the Iranians and the Saudis, and therefore hold oil reserves hostage. And that's really what's happening there. Is an outrage. No American administration should have allowed that to happen. And that's going on. But everybody's cheering that they get to perp walk Trump today, you know, downtown. But let me tell you what this is. Donald Trump is alleged to have paid off a porn star. What we are watching today is a left-wing porn being thrown at us all day long as they live out of fantasia. Nothing will come of this indictment. But it is being played as if it's, you know, some seismic overturning of the old guard, which is a long-sought goal of many people. But this is political theater. It's grotesque. And I said it months ago when this was first whispered about. This will set off a cycle of retributive political attacks, the likes of which we have never seen. The Bidens will be encountering the same thing, and whoever follows them will encounter the same. This is no way to run a legal system, and certainly no way to treat your political opponents. You want to beat them, go to the ballot box. But to use the judicial process and twist the criminal strictures this way is deeply regressive, and we will all regret this. And so will our children and maybe their children.
Do you believe politically it helps or hurts Trump?
I don't think it helps Trump. I know a lot of my confreres will tell you that this, it ensures that he's going to get the Republican nomination. I'm not so sure of that. I think this indictment coupled with the two that inevitably now will follow, because they've already gotten the hall pass from the media and everyone else, these other two will certainly follow. They're going to hit during the campaign. That will no doubt damage Donald Trump's prospects, I think, and certainly wound him among independents and those in the suburbs, particularly women in the suburbs, who were decisive to his losing the last time. You've got to win those people over somehow. And I think having this one indictment, he may have been able to survive. I worry with three, it's going to be very difficult. That's a lot of political weight to carry around with you.
What fixes this mess?
Well, what fixes it is Americans getting engaged and staying engaged. When people do wrong and it's illegal activities, they should be held accountable. That's not what we're dealing with here. This is at the best, a minor infraction of federal election law, which is usually remedied in every other case I've ever reviewed, and I've reviewed a bunch of them since I heard of what Alvin Bragg was planning here. Every one of them were handled with a minor fine, and in many cases, just a notification with nothing, no penalty at all. So the fact that he's now conflated this, trying to use a federal statute that fell out of the statute of limitations already, again, it's political theater. This is Fantasia's being played out. And I'm glad that everybody feels that they've gotten their little moment in the sun and they forced Donald Trump to come downtown and get fingerprinted. But this will loose a political violence and acrimony, I think, that we don't need right now. And though we've heard for many years people talking about fomenting political violence, if you want to see the fomenting of political violence, turn your TV on now. This is going to enrage more than half the country. And I don't see how it ends well. But what's needed is the American people to get engaged and to vote for calm, for order, and for a political system that recognizes all voices and not just the ones with the biggest microphone.
I couldn't agree with that anymore. Listener sends a text note into our text line, 237-1590. Question for Raymond. We love your Will Wilder books. Are you planning to write any more?
I am working on book four. This is my middle grade series for Random House. I often say it's young Indiana Jones meets Stranger Things, okay? Though it was written before Stranger Things. It's about a 12-year-old with a supernatural gift, and he finds himself in the middle of a family drama that's been playing out for decades. His family is part of a group of people that have been battling these dark forces for a long time, and he plays a critical role in that battle. And it's kind of cool. And it the centerpiece are real Western antiquities and relics that you can find in museums and libraries and churches around the world. I weave those into the plot line. And kids love it because they feel, you know, they go to the Metropolitan Museum and they can see, you know, Joan of Arc's helmet, and that's the centerpiece of the third book. So it's cool. They can sort of track down and see these things that I make reference to. It's a lot of
only have 30 seconds left, but another listener wants us to ask you about Pope Francis and whether he'll step down.
No, he will not step down. I know people talk about that, but there are a group of people for whom Pope Francis is you know, advancing an agenda that they feel needs advancing, and there's no way he will step down. In my estimation, I know he's mentioned that, but I also think it's a bad idea for popes to step down. But we'll see. But no, he, my sense is this pontificate is coming to an end, but we shall see how long it has and what the Pope does with the remaining years. He rules the office.
Fascinating conversation. Congrats on the new series. We're looking forward to the next one.
Thank you.
Turnabout Tales, Raymond Arroyo. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Great conversation. Really enjoyed it. Take a break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind. Blizzard update. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and heights, not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Manhattan judge presiding over President Trump's arraignment agreed to allow cameras inside the proceedings this morning. Judge Juan Merchan ruled that 5 pool cameras will be allowed to shoot inside the courtroom, but only still photographs. Although the grand jury's charges were supposed to be sealed until today, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is accused of allowing the information to be leaked to the media. Trump called on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to be immediately indicted over what the 45th president claimed were illegal leaks. More severe storms and tornadoes are forecast to hit parts of the United States this week.
Officials say the areas at the highest risk of the threatening weather include the Midwest and the South, particularly Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Arkansas. The storms, which could also produce damaging winds, are likely to start hitting sometime today. This comes after dozens of people across seven states died as a result of tornadoes this past weekend. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A blizzard warning is in effect until 7 a.m. Thursday morning. And the one...
There
what are you laughing at?
Oh, just thank you, sir. May I have another?
Kind of like a Groundhog Day, the movie. It just
keeps
coming.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. The one thing that we need to be serious about, and you need to be aware of, that this will lead to an extended period of dangerous to impossible travel conditions and a considerable disruption to daily life. So. Snow load concerns will be an issue. Power outages will be an issue. Long recovery time. So the snow is supposed to come into the valley. Well, it actually already has, but the winds aren't here yet. That's when things will get really treacherous. 10 to 25 mile an hour winds from the northeast. Wind increases throughout the afternoon, becoming 20 to 40 miles an hour by late afternoon to evening, with widespread snow being heavy at times. Expect quickly deteriorating conditions throughout the day. So that's one thing to watch very closely today. Wind continues to increase overnight, turning to the northwest between 25 and 50. And so you're going to have continuing blizzard conditions, obviously, in the overnight hours and into tomorrow. And near, if not impossible, travel conditions. Snow winds down by Wednesday night. Strong winds sticking into Thursday morning. Then becoming lighter through the afternoon. 8 to 14 inches of snow is expected around the area. So hard to know exactly what we're going to end up with, but it's 4 to 8 out in Lakes Country. The FM area 8 to 12, they're saying. Kind of depends on where you are.
If you've been here, lived here for any amount of time, we've done this before. Don't be the person that gets stuck. We're talking massive drifts that'll form real quick. Don't try to create, that's why we hunker down now. If you're new to this party, don't think you can get, even in town. This will be crazy drifting.
There you go. Exactly.
Mark
right.
Knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, I'm smiling because I got stuck twice this winter.
Mark!
It's just, you don't chance it, folks. Stay home. Enjoy your wife, your kids. Put together a puzzle. Hey, have a Lenten Bible study together.
It's Holy Week.
Preparing your heart for Easter. Yep. I mean, what a wonderful thing you can set as a legacy for your family.
See, Mark's got some good ideas right there.
I do that. That is so, in addition to what we're talking about here, this is probably, I'd say, the most important value thing you can do for your wife and kids. You sit down and read the Gospel of John, starting in chapter 11, verse through 19, and that's the last 48 hours of Jesus' life. That's the most important things that are going to be recorded in the last few hours of your life, and do that to help your family stay on the right, straight, and narrow path in this woke society we live in. Amen.
That's some good advice.
Amen. They're crazy. They think I can go in a girl's bathroom and... I mean, just nuts. I don't know what's happened to America, but it's not America that we are used to seeing, you guys. It's not.
So true. Mark Wagner's here from Andy Estate Services. We're going to chat with him in just a moment after I get you hungry for the day.
Amen.
You better load up on a great meal today ahead of this blizzard. According to what I saw at the supermarket last night, everybody has bare shelves at home. So if you're in that condition, then you better stock up on lunch today and have a good bit of home cooking, a little comfort food today. Chicken fettuccine at 45th Street, location of PetroServe USA. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Clinton. Swedish Meatballs, both at MP Avenue, location of PetroServe USA. And the 12th Avenue 929 location today. Meatloaf for chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Valley City Hot Beef Sandwich or Chicken Pot Pie. That great location with Cafe USA and Harwood, too. Yulin as well. PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. It is wonderful. Mark Wagner is here from North Dakota Estate Services. ND Estate Services.
Yes, sir.
.com is where you... ND Estate Services is where you find information to protect, preserve, and pass on. Mark, how are you today?
Doing well. Just helping many families as we can. I'm always amazed at what we stumble upon and what's happening out there. But I can tell you what, with the proper guidance and from good help from the Lord, we don't have to go through this probate, this guardianship issue when you're incapacitated, where a judge oversees and approves the administration of your estate. Your family's twisting in the wind. They don't know what day it is, a year, and that's ongoing. As long as you're alive, that guardianship will continue, and it's expensive. You don't have to do that, though. Nice thing about this life that we have right now, Scott, it's about choices. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to choose that. You can choose the better path, the easy way. And people don't understand that, but... It's like sometimes it's like these German farmers out there and ranchers and people are, it's like talking to a brick wall sometimes.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they call you and guess what you can do? Nothing.
Yeah. Mark, I've got a question for you, Mark. And I see, sure. You know, a lot of the little videos of people talking about, you know, living trust, don't own anything, put your house, you know, maybe you have an LLC or whatever so that you personally basically own nothing. I mean, how much of that, how far would you go with that, or is every story, every person different? Because I see that, and it makes so much sense. I mean, I'm in Minnesota. I mean, they're going cradle to grave with me, plus a little something for the effort, I'm thinking. You know, so we're looking to do that same thing, you know.
I'd just correct you just a little bit if I could, please.
That's why you're here.
With a revocable living trust, you want to remember that you still own your assets. You're still in control of all your assets. But where it comes to play is when, number one, you're either incapacitated or you guys die.
Right.
Well, then what happens, instead of your estate going through probate or your kids initiating a guardianship in order to take over your financial affairs, your power of attorney kicks in for guardianship when you're incapacitated. Then when you die, what happens is your successor trustees, the people you appointed overhand, ahead of schedule, what they do is they just take over where you leave off, and then your successors can give the heirs the assets due them. And the wonderful thing about it is people don't realize if any of the heirs are going through a divorce, God forbid, I hear that and it breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Or bankruptcy, or maybe they have a lien from the hospital because they didn't have health insurance and they had a long stay. Well, all of a sudden their accounts plush with $100,000 or $50,000 or whatever they're going to inherit. Guess who's going to take that?
Oh, here they come.
So what I'm trying to do is what you're really doing is you're trying to protect your heirs so they can enjoy the distributions from the estate when it's a good time for them to receive it. And it may not be it can stay in trust for up to a year, 2-3 years, until they're in a good position to receive those assets. And that's the case. That's when you transfer it over, not when they're going through a bunch of yuck.
Do it early. Yep.
And when then they can receive the asset, and that's it's a brief, quick. And the nice thing about it is it's not public record. It's private. You know, they don't have to record. Nothing is recorded, and it's private because everything on your assets in that trust is not public record. There's no contestation of any assets because none of the assets are in your name. If none of the assets in your name, as soon as we get the death certificates, it's a peaceful and private transition, and it's open, and it's completely closed.
What I think is something we really need to hammer home is, yes, you avoid probate. Yes, you protect yourself from guardianship, saving taxes. But this is nobody's business. This is peaceful. It's private. Right. All of that, I mean, it's peace of mind, isn't it?
You know, it doesn't. Just remember, when you're going through probate or guardianship issues, because it's set in a courtroom, Scott,
it's all in
everything,
paper.
It's 100% public record. Public record. They know everything. And it's the truth, and that's what happens. But when you set up there's kind of a little caveat. It has to be a well-written, then it has to be properly funded revocable living trust. Then what's that going to do? It's going to avoid the probate. It's going to eliminate the guardianship. And it's going to prevent the courts from controlling your assets when you're incapacitated. And that is so, so important. Now, a will, on the other hand, a will is simply a set of instructions for a judge to enforce, right? That's what it is. Your executors, or you have your personal representative, they don't have any control. You know, and because it has to be overseen and approved by a probate court, you know, most people don't realize that 6 months, it could be a quick one, could be 6 months, but oftentimes if there's any type of LLCs involved or other business entities, maybe a year, 2 years. And what happens then is before the kids can receive, after the creditors are all paid, what happens is the judge gives the heirs a form saying they're okay with your distribution. Well, if Susie thinks that she should have got something else, guess what happens? It's all contested. Anything that's contested is what? More money's for the court, because many people don't realize that same wonderful attorney that did your will for 150, maybe $200-$300, now he's collecting big money. Big money. He's taking you to the bank, and the judge always issues the attorneys to get paid first. And if you don't have the cash in the estate, there's some attorneys in North Dakota. I wonder how they got to be these huge landowners, Scott. They're the biggest landowners in some of the counties around here, especially out in West River. I mean, it's just like insane. So people don't realize that same attorney that you had helping you, now he's receiving all the probate fees from the estate. And so most of the time, just to be square, a lot of them aren't like this, but in my opinion, it's really a conflict of interest for an attorney to really set up a revocable living trust for a client. Why? Because there's no extra money in it for him. If it's properly funded and well written, he doesn't get another penny from the estate. And how we are completely and entirely different, we are completely entirely different, is number one, when people, you can use a generic attorney to set up your stuff. You certainly can. But however, it will cost you anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000. Then he sends you out a letter of instruction for you to figure out everything. By the time he's done, you're calling him back up, and you got about $10,000 wrapped up in this thing. We're completely opposite. We're only flat fee.
I want to talk about how you're different. I also want to talk about why don't people want to get started? Why wouldn't they want to do this? Let me continue with Mark Wagner from ND, Estate Service. Kinder Care in West Fargo is hiring. Kinder Care could be your happy place. What a great atmosphere. Just like home. They're in search of an assistant resident care manager. $25 per hour starting. Yearly bonus. Shift is 3 to 11 p.m. Paid vacation. Paid sick time. Paid holidays. And you must be licensed to distribute medication in North Dakota. Go to KinderCareFargo.com to apply. KinderCareFargo.com to apply for the assistant resident care manager position open now at KinderCare, your happy place, West Fargo.
We love the American flag. That's why at NDFlagPoleGuy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm NDFlagPoleGuy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to NDFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, we continue with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. By the way, you can contact Mark at 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908. A text from a listener saying, what are the timelines for inheritances?
It depends, number one, if it is a will, it has to go through probate first, and that can be anywhere from 6 months to, I got some people that it's been going on for over 2.5 years now. Otherwise, when they get the death certificates, when you have a revocable trust, asset transition is immediate, private, no court oversight. It's so amazing.
It's another reason to do this, what you're talking about.
Otherwise, it can. I'm going to try to clarify a couple things to help our listeners, because I think some of them are a little bit confused here, Scott. And I get confused easy, because I'm short, fat, and also bald. But I got a couple lumps here from Sherry. See that?
Yeah.
When you die, you're only going to have two documents in your hand, believe it or not. You're going to either have a last will and testament that needs to be probated for by state law, by state statute, everything that you have, if you have a will, is going to have to be probated first. If you have deedable property or numbered accounts, it all has to go through probate because people need to get paid, right? And then after that happens, then the judge would issue papers for bank transfers, for stock transfers, for I got a guy here that called me here 2 weeks ago. His dad's oil check is still coming in his dad's name 5 years after he died. I said, well, it needs to be probated. You have to go to probate court to get those assets transferred. Or the simple thing that you can do for your family is a revocable living trust is an alternate estate planning document. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust immediately transfers assets. Your trustees are the successors as soon as you die. And if everything is funded into the trust, we actually have a safety net document, too, that if something is omitted, they have what they call a pour-over will. And the reason why all estate documents have a pour-over will, because if you have an old will, that old will then becomes obsolete. But what happens is, if you would die and you have an asset that somehow got omitted from the estate, it actually picks that asset up and pours it into the trust, and therefore omitting the probate. And we've had that happen a couple times already. But
Mark, Mark, if they do just work for North Dakota residents or also do Minnesota? Some people get confused about that because ND Estate Services is in your name, but you do Minnesota too, right?
Yeah, well, we're on the border here, so we have to ride both lightnings. we have to ride the buffalo, then we have to turn around and ride the government in Minnesota. We do help people. We have licensed professionals. We have attorneys, so we can serve people in both states. And you don't have to accept any referrals that we have. If you have your own attorney, that's fine. But what typically happens is after you get a revocable living trust, it's not funded. It doesn't get properly funded, and therefore, if it's not properly funded, it's going to end up in probate. So when you have us help you, not only that, we can reduce costs for you, as a lot of people here are listening, can attest that, even Scott, your fees are marginal, but then you get that service.
Oh, you get great service. I mean, that's what I...
You get the service.
You made everything so easy. You really did. You just walked us through everything, and then the peace of mind that comes after it is great, which leads me to my question.
Hang on. I was first. Trustee Mark, how do you determine a trustee, and do you have to have more than one? Who would that person be?
That's a very good question, and most people have their kids be the trustees.
Okay.
They're what they call their successor trustees. So when you get a revocable living trust, you, your spouse, are the trustees of the estate, right, until you pass away or become incapacitated. Then you get to pick your trustees, and most people do have more than one. I don't necessarily only recommend one because lots of things can happen to people, especially on snowy, slippery days out there, right?
Yeah. We got all three kids. 1, 2, 3.
Put them on there. Put them on as successors.
In your opinion, Mark, why don't people want to get started doing this? What holds them back?
Good question. In my opinion, most people just think they have more time. And it's time. When we think we have more time, what's that called?
So you put it off. You procrastinate.
God's knocking on the door of your heart. Get it done. Don't wait. We've helped people started the process and someone died in the middle of the process. How tragic is that? I've had people where we've got everything finalized and funded, and we took the quit claims to the courthouse to get everything. And Monday morning, I got a call from his daughter saying, "Dad didn't wake up in the morning."
Yeah, wow.
It just, you just never know what it does. You don't understand the impact that it has upon you when you get that call. And I can say, "Don't worry, everything's taken care of."
Right. That's the beauty of this. And Mom and Dad don't have to worry about the squabbling among the kids either. Call Mark, 318-0908, 701-318-0908, 701-318-0908, ndestateservices.com. Thanks, Mark.
God
bless. When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8922 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.